Safe, you have a calibre or something? Usually, the divichiza come another month into winter's man. So usually, they wait till after the rifyun starts. It started this year. We preempt it maybe to try to prevent. Been in the yeshiva a long time. A lot of the tzibur has witnessed this, that they do it from the shverstet times. The year calendar, is the tkufa after Hanukkah. The tkufa we call in between Hanukkah and Purim, tkufa b'nayim. It's from the greatest yuridus, the greatest tzman and merufi in the world there is. And every year we see it. For those who, the way it's mizbati is coming late. For those who, it definitely happens, they fall out of one sugya, and then once they get out of one sugya, they miss the whole week. Then it's mizgalgal, and they stop coming for a long time. It's mizbati in a lot of ways. But the tzadashavi is that there's a tremendous nisoyim. And before all, there's taka you read by a lot of people. And mizboinin a little bit, l'chur, the uptaiches. Obviously. And you read, and the Yetzirah is very talented. There's a lot of nekudas, a lot of protim. But I think by a lot of people, they're nekudas. It's a nisoyim. There's a nisoyim, what we call nisoyim of shigra. Nisoyim of routine. When you start this man, you have the excitement at the beginning of this man. You're getting used to the Masechta, you're getting used to the new ideas in the Masechta, the Chavrusa, you're finding out your seats, you're handling it. After that, you have Hanukkah that comes up. Hanukkah is exciting. Right after Hanukkah, until Purim, there's a chunk of 2 months. It's pashut blah, pashut blah. There's nothing but the same thing. Chesed doesn't make a big deal. Tu B'Shvat, maybe. Who likes Tu B'Shvat, Epis? Maybe something. But besides that, there's nothing on the forecast. There's nothing on the forecast. Just 5 days a week coming with you and Yechavusa, Abaye Verova. At the end of the Zman, at least you know, as it's different this year, but at least you know that you're about to leave, you know, it's Purim, you're about. But just the beginning of the Zman, the grind, what we call the grind and the routine, it's a certain sign b'fnei atzmo. So the emes is, there's a certain mahalach, mechama against the Yetzirah, that when you want to fight in the sign, sometimes the mahalach is not to push to the sign. Ma'ach is, you tell the Yetzer, Mimokam Shabasa, Mishom Rayasi. You take the Yetzer, what the Yetzer stages you use in the sign, and use that gufa as a Ma'ach Waliyah. I think Dafka, in the days we call days of Shigra, and days of routine, there's Dafka a huge Kenyan that a person can make, that you can fight the Yetzer. If he's misboining that the Kenyan that he can make during that time is, that's Tachpulis, that's artillery to fight the Yetzer. Kiyadua. In Torah and in Kabbonis, there's Tamidim and Musafim. There's Tamidim and Musafim. Carbon Talmud is the same exact thing every single day, day and out. Nothing fancy, nothing new, every single thing. Same thing, day in and day out. Musafim. Musafim, every Musaf has its own protein, its own dinim. It's times when it comes. Musaf Shabbos is the same thing every time, but each Musaf is a different type of a Musaf. we find tremendous chashivas in the Torah to Tumim. The parash of Tumim, the parash of Pinchas. Rashi gives a Hakdama, V'dabash HaMoshe, Sabbath Ben Yisrael. It's supposed to be some say it every day. The parash of Tumim. Rashi says, what's the Hemshech of parashas? Zok Rashi. Ma'omo l'mala yifkai Hashem. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before and previously, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure these maimed, the manhigan, after Moshe Rabbeinu is about to be mistalik, is a manhigan to take over, that substitute, stay in place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at shatom et tzaveini al abonai, tzavei es b'ni alai. You're telling them, you're telling me that I should take care of Klal Yisrael after you're not here? Who's going to take care of Klal Yisrael? Who's going to watch out that Klal Yisrael is going to take care of me after you're here? Well, Kozman, you're here. You make sure. But who's going to take care? Moshe Labas Melech Shais Nefteres Min Olam. Rashi says it's a Moshe. To a wife who's leaving. And she starts telling her husband who's going to take care of her children. And the husband says, man, who's going to take care of me after you? This is the Parashat Tom. The Chor Shteita, the Tmidim, the Parashat Tmidim, Shteita, that the idea of Tmidim is a substitute of Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu is nostalgic, Tmidim take over Moshe Rabbeinu's place in Klal Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe was Moshe Ter, Moshe was Maim Ter in Klal Yisrael, and the Musik of Tmidim, Tmidim take over Moshe Rabbeinu's place in Klal Yisrael. The Musik of Tmidim, the Musik of, there's nothing fancy, but it's every day and you can't miss. The Sfasemah says, Lahedya, if you miss a day of Tamid, it's felt in the next day's Tamid. One day you miss in Tamid, Mizvachim says, if you miss Monday's Tamid, it's felt in Tuesday's Tamid and Wednesday and Thursday also, because it's not Tamid. The whole idea of Tamid is Yedirday, it's Yedirday, Tamid, nothing fancy. Robert's Tamid. Shteita, what's my mitzvah in Klal Yisrael? It's none of the perks, none of the fancy things. It's the ability of Tamidus, the Shteita, that's what's my mitzvah in Klal Yisrael. And the Hemshech Rashi brings famous, and so it says, Tamid is a Oila Asuya Bahar Sinai. Rashi says, Oila Asuya Bahar Sinai wasn't Bahar Sinai. Second Pshat Rashi is. That the Oila's Tamid is Hukash to Oila Sinai. We learn Dinim from it, but Avadin Dinyonim it means is a Bechina. Of the Oila, that's like Oila Sinai. What was Oila Sinai? Oila Sinai was the Krisus Bris. It was connected, what a Ger brings in Oila. It was the Krisus Bris. It was connected, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael. Put half of the dam on the Mizbeach, half of the dam on Klal Yisrael. It was connected, what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Tmidim. And there's a Dover Omoik Admoid. It's a very Chashav Azach. I don't want to furious. It's a Moshe Lama Dover Doimah. It's a Moshe Lama Dover Doimah, the Musik of Tmidim and the Musik of a person being able to be there. Mashallah, handling a galite, most in galite, having a galite, kazikha, appreciate this. You have a couple that gets married. They get married in America. Sheva brachas. Afterwards, in the stomach. They stay 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they're there. It's exciting, it's not real life. Yeah, come to Eretz Yisrael. You're moving into the apartments. You're involved. Apartments. Let's say you moved in El, by the time Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur comes, you're Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Sukkis. Busy, the beginning of this month, the Shver comes, the father comes. You have 3 months, and you're 3 months into the winter this month. You're busy with everything. All of a sudden, after 3 months, psh, there's a famine. No, nothing's doing. There's nothing else going on. Nothing else. All of a sudden, I have to live with my wife. Shalom aleichem. Nothing else going on. I have to make supper. The wife has to make supper every single night. And there's no one else inviting us already for Shabbos. We're ready there. We went up. All of a sudden, you have to start living with each other. When does the real kesha start? This is the real kesha. Shalom aleichem. This is life. Going there. The father-in-law coming and there. This is life. This is when you can really make the real kesha. You're not interrupted with side things. This is the real kesha. Wake up, shalom aleichem. Everyone say shalom aleichem to themselves. When are you going to become a talmid chacham? When are you become a benter? When are you going to have a bayi v'rov and just take a bayi v'rov and say, I don't have anything else bayi v'rov. Yeah, there's nothing exciting about next week. There's no Chanukah next week. And there's no one's coming next week. And no one's there. There's no Seif's man. Just you and Abai Varova, the Rajbu, you and the Sugya. That's him, you and the Abishta. This is the opportunity that there is during routine. That's what I'm trying to say. Tali Yetzer is trying to knock you out with the routine. This is the opportunity, there is. It's the one time you could come and say, I'm going to really be mischaber to the Plata Gemara without any perks, without any side, unadulterated, and no additives. Just me and the Gemara. And for everybody, it's insane. I'm asking it's insane, but this is the test. You have to tell yourself, say to yourself, am I ready? This is the Oilas Tomid, this is the Tomid, this is the Tmidim. You have to make yourself a person who's committed. I'm there, I'm going to be there, and I'm there. And believe me, when you do that, the Musafim come also. The Musafim come also, when you have the Tmidim, the Musafim and the relationship come. But the Alpes is the Tmidim. This is maybe that should be the Vechizak, but Ezra Hashem, that we shouldn't have. We shouldn't see a Rifian Bechal and the Chabur of Ezra Hashem. Yeah, the Sugya State, Amara, the Hemshech, the previous Sugya, the Chalikas of Nachman and Rova. More brings than need than was used to the Beit Din. What happens if after we had a chosha on the Eidus Avisa, but on the Eidus Achila, but the Maisa there was Reuven had Eidus Avisa, and Reb Nachman gave the karka. Nachman said, "Alochi pasnik Reb Nachman." They give the karka to Reuven. What happens if later, after we rewarded Reuven with the karka, it's Gavarna Trey, Eidim come in, Machish, the Eidus that we gave to Reuven. And Eidim come that says that Shimon also had Eidus Avisa. What's the Alochi? Oh, we chashinu zuz the Beidina. Reb Nachman said, "Ananas, ananas sinon, ananas kinon." This noisev zuz veidin lechashin lemor brings in three separate cases. Sign this first case, lemor brings the lagabe in the shmuz. Of there's a trey if an ish is mutter to get married, if a husband died, mutter to get married. Trey originally came and said she's mutter. Later on, trey said that she's aser. In the interim, she got married. If you have nachman and nachman by yosi, the din lechachila would have been teitzei. What's the halacha now? Are we chayzer? Do we retract the first halacha? Do we say chalus chashin zuz veidin? And the third case, lemor brings in. Is lagabe edus by kuna to pass lakoin. The arbit in the sugya is some derech halimud is some two noisim. There's the noisim is zuz lebedina, which recurs in all three of the sugyas, and each three of the sugyas have their own protim. Each one of the sugyas, each sugya has its protim, its private protim, the nekudas in each one of them. Today we're not going to start the third one. The third one, even though amoisim edad oilam avada, hope started the third one. Well, the third case, we'll talk about next week. We'll get more into next week. I don't know if she has to start it. I wanted to talk about Lemaisa, the first two cases, the first two tzirum of Zagus Lebedina, and maybe try to get into a little bit b'chlal, what's the kloliest the kenidin of Zagus Lebedina? The kloliest Zagus Lebedina, it seems, the lashon of the Gemara is Zagus Lebedina Chayshinan, Zagus Lebedina Loi Chayshinan. That's the lashon of the Gemara. That's the shmuz. It seems klar that Mishuras Adin Lekuli Amo, we should betzim say Ananach Sinan Anaskin. It seems klar that in all these three tzuyurim betzim, hind that the Edim, the new Edim came into Trey and Trey, Mishuras Adin mitzal alocha betzim, we should reverse, we should be so used to the free of the Gedin. We should be so used to the Gedin. Now the reason why we shouldn't do it is because Zagus Lebedina. It's not a strictly halacha de Halacha de Gedim, Zagus Lebedina. It might be Ranu Abriya Zokter Rishbam. People might think it's Manda Bezin Derazoy. Zagus Lebedina Lechashino. Zokter Ritva, Miri also, Piskirid, speak it out clear. Ravada, the whole Nidin of Zagus Lebedina Chashino Lechashino is only when the steerer to the Free of the Gedim is Besophic. If we have a steerer to the Free of the Gedim, Bevadai, if we clearly, we pass in a certain halacha, let's say we pass in a certain halacha based on a Chazokah Chvesnish. We pass in halacha, there wasn't Eidus, and now Eidim come and say the Chazaka was wrong. Avada, there's no Shaila, no one's going to say Zulus Beidina. Loi Chashina. Avada, the Lashon the Ritva is what? Over there, there's no Mokam the Chayshin Zulus Beidina. The Lashon the Piskei Rid is there is no Zulus Beidina. Kaponim, that's klar. When it's a clear reverse, a clear steer to the Eresh Tedin, Avada, it's Allah. What's the whole Nidin of a Sugya? By here, it's a tray and tray. In our Sugya, in every case, even if the information we have today, it's only a tray and tray, it's only a Sufik. So Avada, had we had this information, the Chatchila, Treya Sofik, we would never gave it. Let's say our case, never gave Reuven the Karka. But the question is, the Misofik are we first? And that's the Shaila Zuz Lebedin. Still don't understand. I hear, say that, the Tzam saying what the Nidin of Zuz Lebedin is. But still, the Diyuk we were just Medayik, is that it's Meduyik, that even Misofik, Lemaisa, since it's Gavorna Sofik, we should still be Saisha that didn't Misofik. It's still meduyik. No one's tying that. It's not a halachic dika shayla if we should change the din or not. If it sounds like mitzvah halachic, we should change the din. The only reason why we shouldn't change it is zulus beidina. What's we reckon zulus beidina? It's not the sugin brochus of kavod abrius where there's a klar kavod abrius that can matter yisurin. We're not talking about someone right now as a matter of his mutal bebizoyin. It's not sechshash. The efshir might be zulus beidina. We're gonna change around halacha because zulus beidina. It's like aristam. What's the pshat? What's the need of zulus beidina? This Shver is in the first case of the Gemara, the Machloikas, showing him what is the Tzir of the Gemara, what is the Tzir? What are you talking about? Rashbam Shita, the Rif, Taisis brings that. Wamshad also. We're talking about originally that the Karka wasn't Becheska Shnei, the Karka was neither by Reuven, neither by Shimon. And when Reuven bought Cheskas Abbas, Bezdin was Machsinon, Bezdin gave him the Karka. And now we're taking out that to do Koldon Gavar. That's the Shita's Rashbam. Yeah, so in that also, again, we're asking, Kilo, it sounds like Me'ikra, then you should take it out to do Kol Gavar. Why are we going to reckon with Zulus the Beidina to change around? Why is Zulus the Beidina going to be mashpir on the halacha? We're asking the Orah. Oh, but the other Rishonim is Goshver. There's a Shita Sarach. Rishonim brings, Taisis brings it. Taisis brings both Pratim, but the Rishonim say that other Pshah is the Pir Sarach. And the Rishonim, starting with the Ramban, all the Rishonim, Taka Machriya, like the Rechach, and they said, arguing on the Rishbah. That the Rach said that the sugi is talking about where Reuven, I'm sorry, Shimon was originally a machzik. Shimon was originally a muchzik. He was originally a muchzik. When Reuven bought Eidus Avisah, they took it away from Reuven and they took from Shimon and gave it to Reuven. And now, when the transfer comes, we're going to go give it back. Dr. Benach, I'm going to give it back to the original machzik. And what does he lose to the Beidina? If we're chayshish and lose the Beidina, what does that say? We leave it by Shimon now. They gave it in the interim. And here's a pellet. There's mamash a pellet. Because as a lucid the Beidina, we're gonna take it away from the muksik. It was originally muksik. Reuven was originally muksik in the karka. We took it away from him because we thought we had Eidim, that it was Shimon's. Now we see those Eidim are trey. Because as a lucid the Beidina, we're gonna take it away from the original muksik. Mistabram from Yitil Lachar. That's why the Rishbam didn't learn like that. Rishbam Stam wanted to say Chiddush Din. Rishbam Stama didn't learn like the Rabbeinu Chananel because of this reason. Rishbam held that if it was taka originally by one of the Bali Dvor, we're not going to. This Beidina is not going to help. Avada, we're going to give it back to the Muxik. B'shleima, when it was a Mokim, when it was needed by both of them, and they needed this, do you say Kol Gavara? The Rishbam held we could take into account the Beidina. Of Mestama, the Rishbam held in the Tzior of the Beinu Chananel, we wouldn't say that. So the Ur we asked before, how could we take in Zeus Beidina? Even Shmerah the Feder Ramban the Dime the Beinu Chananel, because Zeus Beidina, we're going to. He was a Muxik. We took it away from him twice. He was a Muxik. We're going to take a kak away from a Muxik because it's Zeus Beidina. Or it's a pellet. We have to arrange a bit into what is this, the noise of Zeus Beidina. What's the noise of an Anachsina and an Anachskino? So maybe to start off, we'll get into the Rishonim, the Machlokes Rishonim. This sheet is Rishbam, and Rishbam says that the Tzir, the Gemara is, they're talking about that the Karka was by neither Reuven and Shimon. Karka was neither by Reuven and Shimon. No, Bezdin originally awarded the Karka to Shimon Alpida, Eidus Avos, and now Bezdin's taking it back to say, Kolom Gavar. That's Pasha Sheet of Rishbam, Agav, and Maimon Muzger. And Rav Nochem, he has an Eden. Maybe the Rishbam doesn't mean we actually take away the kak from him. Nochem is Bedaik in the Rishbam. The Maise is, there's a Bissel Dirk in Lashon Rishbam. The Maise is, the Rishonim bring from the Rishbam not like that. Ramban brings from the Rishbam not like that. That Avada, we take it away the kak, we take it out, and we say Kolom Gavar. Besides that, Lachur, the Rishonim are coming from the Lashon Rishbam and Megimulun Beis. Lashon Rishbam and Megimulun Beis is Lahedya. He says, Mesalkinanle. He says, Anan Asinim, Asana Mesalkinanle. The Lashon Rishbam tak is murdered like the Rishonim understood. The Avada, we're going to name on as it. Rishbam holds that originally the kak was in no man's land by neither of them. We gave it to Shimon, now we're giving it back. Kibatchil, mamish the way it was kibatchil. Frek to Rishonim, zok to Rishonim, pshat in the rach, the argument of Rishbam, zok to Rishonim. Even if we agree to you that the loch is, we agree to the premise of the Rishbam, that the loch is that b'mokum trey u'trey, and the carcass by neither of them, you say, called on gavar, that's only if they could trey u'trey, they ate them come originally. But it's such a case where Bezdin gave it to Shimon already in the interim, and in the time that Bezdin gave it to Shimon, zok to Rishonim, avada, we're not going to take it out to say, called on gavar. That's the Rach argues Ladino on the Rishbam. In the case of the Rishbam, even if we're not Chayshis Luz Benedina, and even if we say Anan Achsin and Anan Maskin, and in the case of the Rishbam, we're not going to take it away. We're not going to take it away to say Kolom Gavar. As I state in the Rishonim, come out all the Rishonim, and they bring the Rach. But Belachar, there's a Shinu in his Chayis. There's a Shinu in the Hezber Y to argue on the Ram. There's a Shinu between the Yad Ramah and the Rishonim. And the Yad Ramah state as the Yad Ramah state. In the case of the Rishbam, Avada, we're going to leave it. Even if we're not Chayshin Luz Benedina, we're going to leave it in the hands of Shimon. Why? Zokter Yad Ramah. It's now worse than if before Bezdin had a chance to pass and call him Gavar, someone went and chapped it. Let's say Zemer shall have voice, if Zemer shall have voice, and before the Dintar is finished, in between the guy runs out of Bezdin and it goes and he chaps the karka. The Yad Ramah was poshet him, Avada, Halach and Ma'is, and then we're not going to take it out from him to say call him Gavar. He was ready to go back. We're not going to take it out from him. He was ready to go back. Zok the Yad Ramah, Seder. I hear the psak that you said originally wasn't for sure right. And the psak should be Kolom Gavar. The psak that you said originally wasn't for sure right. The psak should be Kolom Gavar. Oh, the Maisi, he's a mukhzik. It's not worse. He says, Kol Shekein, if a person grabbed himself, we would leave it by him. Kol Shekein, if Bezdin gave it to him, we should leave it by him. In other words, the tain of the Yad Ramah is, I think, it sounds like he's saying, Kilud is a Gavar already. I don't know if the Gavar was Machriya the Halacha. But it's like he was Gavar before we pass in Kolom Gavar, so there's no din to pass in Kolom Gavar, but Mokum 1 was Gavar. That's the time of the Yad Ramah. If you look in the Ramban, you look good. Some people tie it, that's what Ramban is saying. But I don't think, if you look in the Ramban, and Rajma is even more Maduik, they're not tying that way. The Ramban and the Rajma are tying a different tying than the Rajban. The tying is that if the character right now is the Yad Shimin, we don't Bechlal say Anan Achsin and Anan Maskin to say Kolom Gavar. In other words, the Ramban is not saying that Kilu he was Gavar ridden. He's not saying Kilu was Gavar ridden. It's not because he was Gavar. He doesn't hold of that. We'll see maybe soon. Why not? It's not considered. It's not equivalent as if he was Gavar. But what do you want to say? We want to reverse that. We want to retract the psak to say Kolom Gavar. Dr. Ramban, who says we retract the psak to say Kol Gavar? Kol Gavar is a weak tech of a psak, it sounds like. Ramban says it's with it. But Kol Gavar is a weak tech of psak. You retract the psak to say Kol Gavar when it's by a muslik. Who says we retract the psak to say Kol Gavar? Where do I see this in the Ramban? Where do I see this in the Ramban? Because the Ramban, when he argues on the Rishban, he says, in the Rishalmi, it's Mefurish that the Gemara is talking about the tzir of the Rebbein Chanana. So he says, the Rishbam wants to argue on the Rishalmi. Olav lahavi raya, not like the Rishalmi. What do I see? It's not Derech Halimud. The type of taina of the Ramban and the Rishbam is not that you're wrong. He's not saying you're wrong. As far as it can't be what you're saying. He's saying you extended what the Gemara is saying. You're extending the claw of an anachsin and an anamaskinan. You're extending it. You're saying a bigger chiddush. Rishalmi says we have that tzir. More than that, you want to prove it? You show me. You show me you say that. The Yad Ramah Avada, the Ramah speaking Chiluk on the Rishbam. The Yad Ramah saying the Rishbam is wrong. How could the Rishbam say there's a din kol gavar? There was no such thing. There's no din kol gavar because there's already gavar. The Ramban saying you don't say anan achsin and anan maskinon to say kol gavar. The klung is that it's a shvaka type of psak. To say a shvaka type of psak, who says we have a klor psak to give it to a muksik? Then we say anan achsin and we reverse the psak to give it to a muksik. A shvaka psak of kol gavar. You don't take that away to say kol gavar. That's the klung of the Ramban. Sounds like it's different time. Now go slow. What's the yishuv to the tanya of the Yad Ramah? Sayyid B'das Rishbam. What does the Rishbam answer to the Yad Ramah's kasha? And why didn't the Rishonim? The other Rishonim also don't answer the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is asking, Efeshtenish, what's kolam gavar? You leave the karka for somebody to grab. He already has it. Why you take it away from him? You take it away from him? It's not worse if he grabbed it without Bezdin. Bezdin didn't have the time to physically put it between both of them. If he grabbed it, why are you going to take it away from him? It's a posh of the tanya. What's the answer to the Yad Ramah's kasha? What's the Chandra Rishbam? So here, the Yashav a little bit, two Akdomas. First, Alabez, is Magid, Shvetet Tegasugis, Kolom Avar. Third is a free Tegah kasha. Everyone has to ask themselves, Poshib Chandra Rishbam. That everyone has to ask themselves, none of you shouldn't ask. Poshib, it's done in the Velta, Sad. It's one of Charlie Mafkiya, it's staying Alu Yishan Mishnazai. That Kolom Avar is totally like, it's hands off. We call hands off. Kolom Avar is Bezdin comes. See, we're going to see the Kloli Apsak, when Bezin passes Kol Gavar. But there are certain times that Bezin doesn't have another Psak to do, if he's certain Rishayim. And the moment of Mutab Asafik, Bezin says, okay, we're out of here. We're not saying anything. Yeah? If that's Kol Gavar, the Rishbam, Poshet has no Verita B'chala. Rishbam doesn't start, and none of Rishayim has to cash on the Rishbam. If the Vora Kol Gavar is that we have nothing what to say over here, it's Poshet. No one, it's not possible to say that if we gave the Karka to Shimon, since the aloha of this karka is Kol Dom Gavar, we're going to take away from Shimon. There is no aloha in this karka. Kol Dom Gavar is just one big nothing. I don't know what to do. So if I don't know what to do, and by mistake the karka is made, even if it's by mistake, it was wrong, but we're going to take it away from him to throw up our hands. It has no touch. The Aleph Beis Shnei Rishbam, this is a standard, the Hagdoma to Kol Dom Gavar. Kol Dom Gavar, Vada is not a total siluk. Even though in the Rishonim there is a lashon of siluk, there is a bechin of siluk, but avad, it's not the tchilas adin. The tchilas din of kol dom gavar, shtein rishbam is avad, it's a certain psak. The aleph beis of kol dom gavar is the bezin sees Reuven and Shimon have a shaychus to this moment. Either Reuven, even mitzat toin v'nitin, that's the case later on in Lamdal Beis, they don't even have Aden. Each one just has a taina, zomer shali v'zomer shali. In our sugar with Rishbam, they even have Aden. Bezdin sees in the Torah, they both zikr have a zika to the moment. But bezin says, which one of them have it, I don't know. The psak and psak kol gavar is a certain chilek of kol gavar is a positive psak. That this moment should be moser beinayim to be huchra al yaday a gavar. That's the din of kol gavar. Kol gavar, the Moshe, the Rambam right away puts away when he says kol gavar, he says, a third person, if Avada can't grab it. The Rambam says, if a third person grabs it, Avada has no shaykhis. What do you mean? Kol gavar is a grace of siluk. We have no idea what to do. Maybe a third person also comes. The third says, the aleph base of kol gavar is no. He says a shaykh is to both Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are fighting. I'm putting it in between Reuven and Shimon. There's a certain davar chiyuvi. I'm paskening that this moment has a zika to Reuven and Shimon. Akadekach, that they now should fight over and they should be the final world. Final word. So yeah, the final world, that nakud is a siluk. The final hachro that between Reuven and Shimon, who should it go to, Bezin Tak is not doing. That Bezin is a certain siluk and Bezin saying, you and Reuven and Shimon, you're going to fight it out. You're going to decide. But the fact that this moment is supposed to be put in between Reuven and Shimon, it should both be equal, that they should both have a tzad govar. That's a psak, that's a davar chiyuvi. That's a din chiyuvi, that Bezin Paskin over here, there's enough of a suffix that the suffix tells us it should be put between Reuven and Shimon in order that should be huchra yadei govar. That's the tchilas din. That's without that, the sugya doesn't start. So again, and this is all we share. No one asks us on the Rishban. Everyone knows that the kolam govar is something chiyuvi. So So Zok the Rashbam, if we see today that we gave it to Shimon, and we see, had we had this information originally, we would have never given it to Shimon, we would have put it in front of them, so we change and go back to do that. Tainu the Yad Ramah, still, I'm asking. I hear there's a certain Din Chiyuvi, but that Din Chiyuvi, again, is not a hachra between Reuven and Shimon. And if one of them, between Reuven and Shimon, manages to become a muchzik, if he manages to become a muchzik, why do we don't take Kol Nivar to take it away from him? We're not going to take it away, he was already governed. That's the Tainu of the Yad Ramah. He's not worse than someone who became muchzik after we passed Kol Nivar. He became muchzik, Seder, the psak, we don't have the psak that it's his. But he's not worse than a muxik. So he was gover. It's like he was gover. That's the tiny of the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is not tiny what we tiny that. Because the Yad Ramah should say, it doesn't make any sense. Why should we reverse anything? There's no reason to reverse anything. That's not the Yad Ramah saying. So after that, Dhamma, that's Poshab Shad. Now we could try to go to the Yad Ramah. Now go into the Oymik of the Sugya. Oymik of the Sugya. What is the, to understand the Rashbam, what is the answer to the Yad Ramah's Kasha? You have to go into the Oymik of the Sugya. What is the noisy of Zlus Lebedina? Go back to answer the Kashas I started off with. What is the shmooze we answer? We ask, Zlus Lebedina Loi Chashinon, because it's Zlus Lebedina, we're going to go pervert, kilo, contort, dina ter, because it's Zlus Lebedina. So we have to understand what is the makam of Zlus Lebedina. So it's a great sadiq. Dachzach is a great sadiq. Don't tell me what they think about it. Dachzach is a posh sadiq in the sugya. Why does the Gemara start off? What was that dumb sugya? Anan achsinon vanan maskina. Why is the Gemara talking about anan achsinon? History. Every case of our sugya always starts with, originally there were two Edom. At that point we didn't know there were two Edom that argue. Now two Edom come and they come and they reverse what the original Edom did. So where's the Mokam and Edom? Where's the action of our sugya? The action of our sugya is at the second part of the story. The first part of the story that Edom came around and Anach Sinan, that's Poshit. No one argued on that. It was undisputed. Where is the noise of the sugya? Where's the shmooze of the sugya? Today, in the present, two Edom came and they came against what the original Edom said. And the question is, today, do we reverse now what we originally did? And then I hear that shmooze. Do we reverse it? Because it's maybe, yeah. And we don't reckon with Zulus Beidina. Or we don't reverse it because we reckon with Zulus Beidina. So the Gemara should say, Anan Maskinon, Zulus Beidina, Lai Machshinon. What does that do? Anan Achsinon. Why do you talk about the history? Anan Achsinon, Anan Maskinon. What is it? Anan Achsinon. There's no Shaychas. Should say, Anan Maskinon, Zulus Beidina, Lai Machshinon. So at one point, I thought, Pshaz, the Gemara is trying to say the Rebusa. Yeah. You're right, the Iker Kiddush is a non maskina. It means Hagam said that we were the ones who brought it, who gave it to him, we're taking it back. Lashon doesn't sound like that. It doesn't say Hagam. Every single time the Gemara says the Shita Zlus Beidin Lechashinan, every time the Rishbam says it, the Hemshech of the Sugi, the Moral Lam Bezalot, it says over these Lashonis. Rabbi Shimon Leo Omer, Anan Machsinan, Anan Maskina, Zlus Beidin Lechashinan. It sounds like this is Iker part of the Shita. So I want to suggest, I think there's a double God on the Sugi, that the Sugi doesn't start with Zlus Beidin Lechashinan. Maybe even, could be even the name of the sugya is not even Zlus Beidin Lechashinan. The sugya starts with Anan Achsina and Anan Askina. That starts with the sugya. There's a sugya, there's a word called Anan Achsina and Anan Askina. That's the Hagdomen. First see the structure and we'll say the Hezber. There's a word called Anan Achsina and Anan Askina. Is all Zilusa the Beidina is doing is, it's stopping Anan Achsina and Anan Askina. That's all it's doing. But the first word of the sugya is Anan Achsina and Anan Askina. What's the word of Anan Achsina and Anan Askina? The word's like this. Words like this. And there's a big push, a big mafteach in the sugya. In our sugya, we originally had two Edom, and now two Edom come and they say against two Edom. Is it so push that we should reverse what we did before? Is it taka so push that we reverse what we did before? Well, in the push of Shalom Sugya, taka before is losing the Edina Rajina. We start off in the beginning of the sugya. It sounds like everyone holds we should retract what we did, everyone holds we should reverse what we did. The only thing that might change us is Zlus Beidina. Is it Taka so Pasha that we should change with it? Tachzik Meir Nish. Why? Taka like the Hagdama of the Ritva. In our sugya, what happens? Today, based on the information we have today, we know what we did for sure was wrong. Psai Lefi the Rishbam, Psai Lefi the Rishbam. You know what? We gave Shimon, we made Shimon now the Bailam of the Karka. We made Shimon, we gave him the Karka. Even the based on the information that we have today, it's only a Trey. Trey are saying it's not his, but Trey are saying it is his. We know for sure it's wrong. That it's poshut, kenzain lefilah, and rishonim. That if we would go and look at just from today's standpoint, we would say, fakir, we should leave the kaka, misofik, we should leave the kaka by him. We shouldn't retract him, we shouldn't retract. Misofik, if we just would concentrate on what happened today, we would say, Bezin's like regular people. Bezin, Bishas Maisa, they did what they only knew then. Originally, they gave him the kaka, they were right, Bishas Maisa. If we process information today, we say, are we convinced what we did was wrong? No, we weren't convinced what we did was wrong. It's a sofik, misofik, leave it where it is. Fakert. Here comes the word of Anan Achsinan Maskinan. This statement is Rishbam in Gemun Beis. The word of Anan Achsinan Maskinan is, listen to the difference, not that we reverse the halacha, we retract the halacha. Anan Achsinan, Anan Maskinan. Anan nachsinon zavor means the same way we were achsinon, we're also maskinon. That's the Agdol. And this is a klal kanira, and this is Poshet and Bezdin. That there's a din in Bezdin, that a Bezdin makes a psak based on something. Even though Bezdin's only short-sighted, the human beings, they don't know what could happen in the future. But if later on it becomes nistar, what Bezdin did, that says the information that Bezdin based his psak on, became nistar, Bezdin is supposed to retract its halacha. Even if it's not convinced, because of retraction. Not because I know the outcome, this is the word, not because the outcome of my psak was wrong. No. The very fact that I based my information, my something, on something that was nistar, and had I known that information, I wasn't supposed to do that, Bezdin has to retract its halacha. That's the word of an anachsina and anamaskina. Not because the psak that says the outcome. Again, in our case, Bezdin gave the karka to Shimon. Does Bezdin know now it's not the karka, it's not Shimon's karka? No, Bezdin doesn't know. It's a suffix. That's not what Bezdin's retracting. Anachsina and anamaskina. The pshat was, we messed up. We awarded him the karka based on Eidim that were Eidim Mukhoshim. If we would have known that originally, we wouldn't use that. You can't use Eidim Mukhoshim. We have to take back what we did. Anan achsin anan maskinu. That's the Hakdomah to the whole sugi. That's the Hakdomah to the sugi. And that's why, that's the only reason why we should change the halacha. That's the only reason why we should change the halacha. Yeah? This is before the word of Zilus of the Beidina, lo yichayshina. Yeah? If that's the Hakdomah to the sugi, and that's the whole reason why we should retract the halacha, we should be soyis of the psak. Then we can understand Gavaldik what Zvus the Beit Dina is doing. Zvus the Beit Dina Leicha Shinan is not changing around the outcome, it's not changing around the Psak. Because Fakir, we said, as the Etzim Psak, as where the Karka should stay, if you go with today, if you go with what's going on today, Fakir, we should keep the Karka where it is. We'll see you soon. Maybe you should keep the Isha where she is also. We'll slowly talk about it in the next case also. You should keep everything the way it is today. What Zvus the Beit Dina is, it says you don't have to retract what you did originally. This is new, this is aloha, nanachsina, namaskina, that we have to kilo go back in time and we say, meikar, there was a clause, that if we're nista what we did, we don't have to retract. So what are we left with? We're left with looking at the information we have today. If we're left with the information that we have today, what are we going to say? We're going to say, fakir, leave the karka where it is. Leave the karka where it is. This is the answer to what we ask on the Ramban. This is what we answer. We ask for the Ramban, and all the Ime and the Rach. How could, because as Lucid Beidina, we're going to take away the karka of the Muchsag? Again, let's go over, what's the case of the Ramban? Originally, the karka was by Ruvain's. We gave it to Shimon based on Eidim, and now when Eidim came back, we, it's a tzad, because it's Luz Beidina, we leave it by Shimon. We asked Shragavalt, what do you mean? You took it away from a muchzik. Reuven was a muchzik. The answer is, Reuven was a muchzik. I hear, he had a raya that the karka was his? No. He didn't have a raya that the karka was. He was a muchzik. Now, right now, Shimon's a muchzik. Are you sure that Shimon is not on the karka? No, it's a trey utrey. If you deal with today, and this is the word I'm trying to say, you deal with today from the viewpoint of today, there's no reason why you should be so used to the psak. Leave it where it is, fakir. The whole reason is because I go, I do a dan gansasi, I go and I go back, and anachsinan and anamaskinan. Zilus Beidina says, don't go back. Don't go back on this zinan. But Mokam Zilus Beidina, you don't have to. That's the chiddush of the sugya. Maybe, Mokam Zilus Beidina, we don't have to retract what we did. We don't have to retract what we did. Just leave it where it is. Once we leave it where it is, you're left with that. The fact that the kaka goes to him. That's the halvez. This is the anoch of the sugya. This is the answer to the Yad Ramah. This is Nekhmat Mefurish in the Rashbam. The Yad Ramah, I don't know, maybe you learned the sugi differently. The answer to what the Rashbam says, the Yad Ramah says, it's not Gora from somebody who grabbed. Avad is Gora of a Gora. The Rashbam says it's Ladin Mengon Beis. The Rashbam says that the reason why Bezdin has to take it back is because Bezdin was the one who created this Mukzokas. Bezdin gave, the Yad Ramah says, it's not worse than if Shimon himself had grabbed the Karka. If Shimon himself had grabbed the Karka, it's Kavalik. The Rashbam's Loshin is, that since Bezdin was machzik, the other person, they have to take back what they did. Kibat chila. See what we said, that's the word to the sugya. The word of anan machsinan, anan maskinan is, that when Bezdin did something based, Bezdin has to take what they did back. Not because the psak is wrong. The Yad Ramah was looking at it as the psak was wrong. Zok to Yad Ramah, a kolom gavar is a stira to the fact that someone's muchzik. He's a muchzik. Kolom gavar is not a stira to a muchzik. The Rashbam was saying, the first thing Bezdin has to go back on their heels. Before the psak is wrong, we zikr that which we did at that point, zikr wasn't right, had we known what we know today. If we had known what we know today, trey, we never would have given him the karka. So we have to, daf tzutzin, have to take it back, push it. We did it, take it back. That's the first thing. Emela, that's what we have to take back. And the Ramban, if you look good, and the Rishonim, they don't argue like the Yad Ramah, they never answer the Yad Ramah. No, they say hakbola in the hearts of the sugya, nanachsina, nanamaskina. They say this whole din that we're talking about now, that you have to retract what you did, is only when the feed information you have, it's a klar psak. If the feed information that Bezdin would have had originally, before, they would have clearly not done what they did. But if the feed information that he had now, calling the Bavar itself, is a Shvach Pesach, you don't have to reverse to say a Shvach Pesach. That's the time of the, it's a Hagbol in the Etzem Dinah Anach Sinah Maskinah. And the Ramban Tak is not clear in it. He says, we only see you saying Anach Sinah Maskinah if it's a healthy Pesach. It's not healthy, if it's not a clear Pesach, if anyways in after you're going to reverse it, it's not a clear Pesach. Who says we say Anach Sinah Anach Maskinah? Or but even we have the Tzuvus of Shmaitza, except for the Yad Ramah, you have to leave. Yes, what Malach Shoyim. Come on, if you color you showing him. The sugya of Zilus Beidina. Zilus Beidina is not a catalyst. Zilus Beidina doesn't create new dinim. It doesn't create new dinim. Zilus Beidina is all it does. It stops anan achsinon vanan maskinon, and we blibe with the cheskas. We blibe with the cheskas. The karka right now is the cheskosim. It's sofik. We don't take out the karka. Ramai said this malach is mafurish. Daiti, it's called mafurish. It's mafurish in the Rimagash. Magash, when he says, we have to talk about this a little more now, but the Mace of Rava, when the Gemara brings from a Menachem Bar Yosef, and he says, Rava came to show that Avada, Menachem said, Lezus Beidin Eloi Hashina. It's up to Magash, Avada, we see over the Lezus Beid Hashina. Magash doesn't mention a word about Lezus Beidin Hashina. And he says, over the sheet of Lezus Beidin Hashina, the Magash says, Rava showed that by the karka, you leave the karka where it is, and you don't take it out without a riot. And by the Isha, you leave the Isha where it is, and you don't take it out without a riot. That's the din of Zilus Beid Din Chashina. If I would say over what Rava showed, I would say Rava showed that we chayish Zilus Beid Din, and maybe we change the halacha because Zilus Beid Din. It's not what the Magash says. The Magash says we leave the Bechas Kosa. The Teretz is Zilus Beid Din is a prat. He's saying the bottom line. Zilus Beid Din is the reason why we don't reverse it. It's just the reason why we don't reverse it. Why we don't actively reverse. I'm sorry, retract the psak. It's the reason why we don't retract the psak. What are we left with? We're left with the Yemaima, the Isha, where she is. This is the build of the sugya. So once we have this, we need more hakdamas. You can try to understand. So from the mamish, when I say at least from a while, sugya's chamuris, from the sugya's mamish chamuris, the next sugya, the middle sugya, the sugya chamura b'fnei atzmo and b'frat art sugya. The amount of shitas, the amount of different mahalchim there are in the second chelik of the sugya, and the shmuz of Nachem Bar Yosi is adding soif. Yeah, we're just going to try to me matzi at least one clear gang, maybe a little bit of clarkite, I think. Hopefully, we'll give a little clarkite. How to explain the second case? The Gemara wanted to apply the din of Zilus Beidin in the second case. The second shmuz is a nidan of an isha, shnayim amim meis, shnayim amim loy meis. Of an isha, the question is, did her husband die? And could she get married? And we have a clear, before our sugya, again, say that they're chalim, this chasha always the magish. You always have to have the pratim in the sugya. Before Zilus Beid Din is a case where it's an application where there was a period of time. You first have to have the halachas klar. What would be before it's a tzir of Zilus Beid Din? What would happen if Trey comes originally, get clear those halachas, then you could apply Zilus Beid Din. The Gemara says, Machlokes Chachamim and Nachem Bar Yosi, what happens when you have a Trey, Shnayim Amei, Shnayim Amei Loi Meis, state that everyone agrees, L'chadchila, the Isha is not allowed to get married. Everyone agrees, L'chadchila, but welcome Trey, the Isha can't get married, Loi Tinasim. B'di'evet nechlechu chachamim and Rav Nachman Yosi. Chachamim say b'di'evet, you're allowed to stay. Sorry, interesting. Pashas is in Issa Deraisa, Din Deraisa. We find b'di'evet. Usually we don't find Dini Deraisa is l'chachil and b'di'evet. So from Riyat over here, to tie it up soon. What does it mean? But chachamim hold l'chachil loytinose b'di'evet she could stay. And Rav Nachman Yosi says no. Even b'di'evet takes it. That's the hakdama to our sugi. Zok ta gemara. If Rav Nachman Yosi, if there's a division between the two sets of Edim, the two Edim originally came l'heter. And they allowed Isha to get married. And now the two Edom came to Isser. So Lefi Lechachom, there's nothing more to talk about. There's no reason why they reversed the halacha. Halacha is Tloy Teitze. But Lefi Rav Nachman Bar Yosi, Lefi the events today, Lefi Haint, Lefi the Hoive, Lefi Hashto, we should reverse the halacha. The Mar Mavur, that's totally in Zilus Beid Din. If you're Chayshin Lizul Beid Din. Rav Nachman Bar Yosi, the Maitza said, Loi Teitze, it's because he's Chayshin Lizul Beid Din. If you would hold it, Loi Chayshin Lizul Beid Din, you would say, Anan Matiron, Vanan Asrinon. Just taking my own words, that's what it means. We'd say, we originally gave our heter, now we aser, and we should tell each other, Teitzai. So, it's all right. So, there's a lot of kashim. I was going to ask one straight question. Frekta, the Peshua, Bon. In this case, you see a glory. Bishum Zilus Beidina, we're going to matter Yisurim. Zilus Beidina, we said in the previous sugya, we said there's a Shalab Becheskas. There's no clear Bailus Bechlal of here. It was usually Becheskosai. It's here's Becheskosai. So, maybe Zilus Beidina is going to change around how Bezdin is Maksik the Karka. Zilus Beidina, Rabbanachem Yosi holds Teitze. Zilus Beidina is going to be matter and Isser Deraisa. I want to be Moisef here for a second. Pnei Yeshua asked with the Teikif, and he asked, how is the matter and Isser Deraisa? Even if you say the Pnei Yeshua holds very strong, and he's right, that it's an Isser Deraisa, it's in the Zeraisa, he brings the shmuz of the Sugs of the Zeraisa, but even if it's in the Rabbanon, the Zeraisa Bedinah can matu Yisru. Ad Kama we're saying Tetzes, and this is the Rabbanon, it's a Mavur, it's an Isra Rabbanon that's Bedi'evit. It's Mavur, the Isra Rabbanon, it's an Isra Rabbanon that they said La'akev, they said Bedi'evit. The Zeraisa Bedinah can matu Yisru, also I don't think. Again, we're not talking about the Sugg of Kavar Abriyas, it's not Kavar Abriyas, it's not a directly Begi and Kavar Abriyas, it can matu Yisru, it's a Chash, because the Chash, Zeraisa Bedinah can matter a Klar Isra Rabbanon. Again, it's a lot of shver. It's a plea if it's matter to sit there rising. Over it. So again, to understand the sugya, you have to mark them b'ksara. If I had mechila, I've had mechila before, and I might go a little quickly. I know there's a lot of pratim here. But if I care, it's not a little bit the sugya. The akdama to the sugya is a little bit zaitig, but you need it to understand the sugya. So I'm going to try to b'ksara, try to shtelavek poshup shat and Nachem Bar Yosi, the rabbana, and through that you can understand that sugya. Everyone agrees there's a din of loyti nasi lechatchila. There's a din of loyti nasi lechatchila. But the eved is a machlokes. What's the makor of this din loyti nasi lechatchila? So everyone, there's a mafurshu Rishbam. Rishbam and Arsugya says the reason why everyone agrees loyti nasi lechatchila because isha zu becheskes eish shish kaim. Isha becheskes eish shish. I is a trey u'trey. Trey u'trey. Again, we're talking about the regular case where trey u'trey happened originally. That's what's starting. Trey u'trey, ma'amid b'chazok, zayz mashman in Rishbam. Trey u'trey, we ma'amid b'chazok. So the etzim is a cheskes eish shish. That's why loyti nasi. But b'zoy frekzach hashaylo, why? You have to know why b'di eved loytetze. That's the first shaylo. And another shaylo is, if ishazu b'cheskes eish shish koi, yeah. I'm sorry, you have to know why b'di eved loytetze. Yeah, why b'di eved loytetze? If ishazu b'cheskes eish koi, why b'di eved loytetze? So the Rishbam brings the Gemara in Ksubis, the Rambam is supposed to say, that the Ish and the Isha, both people got married here, they're saying Borili. Shal is that matter, Cheskes Eish Ish? Tosis Frek, Ksubis and Yavamis. So Borili, if Isha be Cheskes Eish Ish, Borili is going to matter, Cheskes Eish Ish. So when I want to go into Tosis Taka says, there is no Chazoka. Tosis says, we have Tosis, the end of the Sugga of the Baros, Tosis says, there's no Chazoka because in Isha Daka Mitzvah, the Maestro Rishbam Lechor sounds, he's not going with Tosis. Rishbam clearly says the reason is loyti nasi is chazaka. So back to the kshayil of Tosfos on Rishbam. Why does Rishbam say, how could Rishbam say that there's a chazaka and there's a cheskes eish shish? If there's a cheskes eish shish, how could you say b'di'eved loy teitzei? Borili is going to help. So here we have to shtel su. It's good. It's my makoyim. We're starting to get the hemshchah sugi a little bit. It's a very, very, you say this thing in Marsha, in Yivamis Peches and Beis, who answers Tosfos Kasha. Just think Marsha. He says, I'm Tosfos Kasha. I'm coming to answer Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos who asks, why are you marrying Chumayman and cheskes eish shish? How do we allow these people to stay married? Dr. Rashba Marsha, you say this is the Gazach. Dr. Marsha, Kmat Pichai Lishna. The Minon Ukma Chazoka, the Gasugin Yavomps, which says that your Ukmi Chazoka Mokum Trey, like Minon Chazoka Mokum Trey, Elalaman de Misafkali. The whole din to be Stellan Chazoka of a Mokum Trey is only someone who has a Sophic. Someone who's buried, there's no din to have Chazoka Mokum Trey. For me, to the beer is that the Yasoid of the Chazoka is not a beer in Misvar. See more next week, Bezer Hashem. Chazaka is not a birum misvara. Chazaka is a din of had a shtel avek to mokum sveikus. Someone who lives in the base sofik, Chazaka works for him. Someone who's not in the base of sofik, he's a borili. Chazaka doesn't talk to him. Chazaka doesn't force you. Chazaka doesn't scream at you. Chazaka says, if you have a sofik, shtel on the Chazaka. Chazaka kapanam a mokum treyu trey. It's a loshen of the marsha. Kapanam Chazaka mokum treyu trey. If you're not besupik, so it's fine. So for me, that's what her borili helps for. That's a barley helps for. For me, that's a barley helps for. Oh. The problem is, when we go back to that again, so we're building Mamish Lo. So then why back to the Shaila? Why Loiti Nasi Lechatchil? If the Marsha is saying, L'chor is Muchach in the Rashban, that the barley helps to take care of the Chazaka. So why Loiti Nasi Lechatchil? Why is there halacha that Loiti Nasi Lechatchil? Poshup Shat, why is Muslim? So L'chor, and this is where this part of the Sugi opens up. L'chor, Zetzachais, Sach, Azay Shtay, and Hamu Haintiger. Nochem has his nosach I heard from Abasha. A little bit different nosach. The psicha, the Shmuel I think also talks in this mahalach. The chared zetzachayis that there's two noisim over here. And this is where the sugya opens up. There's the noisay. There's an issue. It's sad. What is the din of the ish and the isha? And there's a noisay. What's bezdin's din? What's the word of the marshal? Someone who's certain. There's no din of chazaka. Chazaka doesn't speak to someone who's certain. It's very nice mitzad them, they're certain. Let's call them Rachel and Reuven. Reuven is the one they ate, and Rachel is the Isha. Rachel and Reuven are very certain the Bori League of Alif. Abel Marshall, a third person in Klai Yisrael. Does it help the Bori of Rachel and Reuven? No, not. There got to be a third person in Klai Yisrael. Bezdin's not worse than a third person in Klai Yisrael. If you ask Bezdin what's going on, Bezdin's going to say, I see this Isha Becheskes Eish Shish. Reuven and Rachel say, Barley Gavaldik, they don't have a din to chazaka. If Reuven and Rachel ask me, what should they do? I'll tell them, if you're Barley, you don't have a chazaka. I'll be wondering what I think. I think it's a chazishish. I think it's a chazishish. I don't have a Barley. But Gabi, me is a chazishish. Vaislis, this is the din of Loiti Nasi. The din of Loiti Nasi is, Sashi Kamat says this later on, if you would ask Bezdin, Bezdin would tell him not to get married. It means mitzad Bezdin! She's bechaz chazishish. What does Bezdin care? Lamaisa, the people who are involved, the people who are involved are not doing an Isser, it's dumb they're not doing Isser. Can Nira, this is, we need Nuschois, maybe we need Makuris. Kenzen is a din on Bezdin, it's Bezdin's job to stop Nisui Avera. Bezdin's job, Mitzan Atzma, not Mitzad. There's a chelik of Bezdin that Bezdin enforces everyone's own private halacha. Bezdin makes sure you don't, and not every Isser. And then there's certain things, Bezdin's Moser to Bezdin. Bezdin, after it's Moser to Bezdin to stop Nisui Avera. Bezdin, if they see Nisui Avera, going on, I have Makar from the Smrashi, Shita and Psula Nisis, Takana Psula Nisis, in the beginning of Ksubis. There's also a very similar tzir that can sign in certain tzirim, even if a person would have a heter to do something. If Bezdin sees he's going to be doing something in Bezdin's eyes and Aver, Bezdin has to stop that. Nisui Aver, Bezdin has to stop that. So that's the din of Loiti Nasi of our Sugya. Bezdin should stop it. Oh. So then it's very good. Bezdin has a chesed shishish. Oy Bazoi, again, I'm going slow, saying a lot of you say this, but we need this for the Sugya. Oy Bazoi, back to our Shaila. If Loiti Nase, if you say Mitzad Bezdin, there's a Cheskes Eishashish. So what happened to that Din B'dievet? Why did the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon say B'dievet Loiteitze? Lamaise, what do we gain? We said the Borili takes care of the Chazaka, but we said Lagabi Bezdin, it doesn't take care of that Chazaka. So Lagabi Bezdin, it bribes the Chazaka. The answer is, there's a Rimagash by us, there's a Ran and Ksubis Chafbez, Ramban Kedushin Samachvov, and it's Meduik and Toises by us, all Rishenim will say, it was a big, well, what could I do? There's a lot of Yisoy this here. We say a big Yisoy, the Shastik Yisoy, that there's a Klal, that there's a Musig of an Isha, when an Isha is tachas baila, she's becheskas baila. Al derech, when a person holds mammon, he's a muchzuk in his mammon. When an Isha is tachas baila, he's a muchzuk in his Isha. Zokta Ramban, even if we hold that you're going to maimed a chazok of a mokum treu trei, we're not going to be maimed on a chazok of a mokum treu trei lahoitzi mammon. And we're not going to be maimed on a chazok of a mokum treu trei lahoitzi Isha betachas baila. That's the aside of why b'dievet loiteitze. So here we have the picture of the sugya. L'chadchila, Bezdin has a cheskes eishish. Bezdin says, I'm going to hold back this nesuin. But the Eved, Bezdin can't use that chazoka to be moitzi. Why? Why would Bezdin stop it? Why would Bezdin say, I see over here this isha? Bezdin say, Misofik, I have a cheskes eishish. Misofik, I have a cheskes eishish is not going to help to take away when you get married. That's called being moitzi isha b'tachas baila. That's Roshan Rabbonah. Rabbonah say, L'chadchila, loiti nasi b'cheskes eishish. Oh, but the Eved is a din, like teitzi isha b'tachas baila. What does Ramachar Yitzi hold? Rav Nachman Yosef Kinnear doesn't argue on either. He's with neck and neck. He's with the Rabbanon. Rashi's lashon is that he argues. He says be'isra nisays. Vayis tois. Rav Nachman Yosef holds. He holds an edel isvar. He holds a zan nisuin that originally had you asked Bezdin. Bezdin would have told you you're not allowed to have this nisuin. So such a nisuin can create a cheskas isha tachas bailo that says any hoytzim imena. It's like there's an ikav. It's like there's a muzzle on the original nisuin. You get married, original suin, the isha's tachas baila. Rabbi Nachman Yosef holds kilo was something that was limiting the original suin. If there was a din that you can't make this nisuin, if Bezdin was supposed to be made this nisuin, azan nisuin can't shaf a cheskas isha tachas baila. It says you can't take her out from that nisuin. But even that the din of loiti nase is what's ma'akib b'dievet. But Rabbi Nachman Yosef got some holds of this idea. It's not arguing the shastic idea that mokum treo we're not muki on a chazokim to be mighty nisha b'tachas baila. What he's saying is, since there was a din of loiti nase, that din blibes b'dievet. Why? Because that din says that it never formulated. It was never able to formulate a cheskes tachas baila. If it never formulated a cheskes tachas baila, back to the din that Bezdin has. Bezdin can't let the nisu aver go on over here. The Rabbanon only argued because they said that we already see the isha tachas baila. We already see Rachel by Reuven. Clearly, it's under his auspices, under his rishus. We can't take it away. Rabbi Nachman Yosef says, no, she never went tarli. There was a din that you had to be manea that. So he went back bola, that ad kama, it's be'isr, avada, you can't have a cheskes isha tachas baila. That's all I've done. We just got, that's ksubis and yavamas, that's before Zulus the baby. Oh. So if that's the setup of the sugya, now we have beautiful, we can understand. Go back to things, Zulus Beidin. What mokum does Zulus Beidin have to play? Because in Artsir, what happened? In Artsir, when the isha got married, she got married beheter. And we said Rabbi Nachman Yosef Be'etzim agrees that even though Bezdin and a whole sugya, Bezdin has a cheskes eishish. Aval lo yitzur the isha's tachas bailo with a richtige chazoka, proper chazoka, that involves a proper chazoka. He agrees that you can't use the chazoka, the cheskes eishish, to be moitzi tachas bailo. No, what is the catalyst? What is the problem? What's the nekuda in the sugya, the frogger, the fear of Menachem Yosi? The fact that Be'isur Nisis. Over here, Be'etur Nisis. Over here, Be'shas Maisa Be'etur Nisis. Know what happened. Today, new trade came. So what's the sugya? Anan Materinon Manan Asrinon. We should have to retract our original heter, and we should say that which we said this nisuin was beheter. We should now we take that back, and the nisuin should be beisur. If the nisuin would be beisur, then she wouldn't be betachas bayil. Zokzi lusil beidina. You don't retract. That's why we started off the sugya using both chilak and malachabur. Lusil beidina says you don't retract. You don't go back in time. You don't take away the heter you gave b'shas naisa. The heter b'shas naisa was fine. We have to done with today. Based on the information today, do we break what we had? Based on the information that we have today, she's tachas bayil. Rav Nachman HaYoyis is moided to the Rabbonon that you're not moitzim mitachas baila. But oifin that we have, zechinu l'din, if this is Malach Toisvis, this is a little different, maybe the Ikertu Shemaitz agrees. We have two things. Zechinu l'din, that the whole Isser, first Nakud is, that the whole Isser that we're talking about over here, this Isser that everyone's trying to figure out, how you matter with Luz Beidino, the whole Isser is only because there was a din loyti nasi. It's not a regular partial Isser, it's an Isser because there was a din lichatchila loyti nasi. Because if you don't have that, Be'etzim she's tachas baila. That's Yusoid Alf. Yusoid Beis is, we're seeing that the whole Nidin of Zlusel Beidin Lechashinun is Be'etzim doesn't have to create and change halachas. All it has to do is it stops us from retracting the original psak. Once we don't retract the original psak and we're looking from a viewpoint of today, from a viewpoint that today, once she's Becheskas, she's tachas baila avada, we're not going to verse. There's no din to take her out of a baila, be suffic. Thank you.